Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Salvation Army and the Kenai Peninsula Food Bank commit every year around this season to serving the needs of those less fortunate to make sure the warmth and welcome of the season is extended to as many as possible. This year, the Salvation Army and Food Bank will once again offer Thanksgiving meals to Central Peninsula residents in need. Meals will be delivered to those who request one from the Salvation Army, but large meals will also be served for all who attend. The Salvation Army meal will be served from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day at the Salvation Army Church on North Forest Drive, and the food bank meal will be served from 11:30 to 1 at the Fireweed Diner.
We're going back to our community sit-down dinner, and we hope to have around 150 to 200 dinners.
That's Craig Fanning with the Salvation Army.
Our philosophy has always been that Thanksgiving is a family dinner time, so I want the folks that have been coming over the years, we've been doing this for 30-some years now, to come in. We all will have a family dinner together.
Fanning says the priority is making sure as many people as possible have a chance to celebrate the holiday with others.
We just truly don't want anybody to be alone on Thanksgiving. So if a couple that don't have their kids at home anymore but still want the fellowship of more, you know, that communal type dinner, this is the place.
If you'd like some community and a warm meal this Thanksgiving, make sure to visit the Salvation Army Church on North Forest Drive or the Fireweed Diner at the food bank in Soldotna. Governor Mike Dunleavy says he's planning to serve out the remainder of his term, blunting speculation that he might leave for a job in the Trump administration. Dunleavy told conservative talk radio host Mike Porcaro on Monday that he's planning to stay put. I know there has been some talk, but the president and I have not had a discussion about the job. I really enjoy the job I have and look forward to helping Alaskans over the next 2 years, Dunleavy said on the show. Dunleavy was seen as a possible candidate to head the Interior or Energy Department under Trump. In an interview just after Trump's election, Dunleavy said he was open to talking with Trump about roles in the administration. Dunleavy even outlined some priorities that an interior secretary might address, like lifting restrictions on development in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, and the Tungus National Forest. But Trump ultimately went with North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum for interior and fracking company executive Chris Wright to lead the Energy Department. Trump finished naming heads of the 15 federal executive departments over the weekend. During the interview with Porcaro, Dunleavy said he was excited for what Trump's return to the White House would mean for Alaska. Quite honestly, the next 4 years, he said, I think are going to be some of the most interesting this country will ever experience. I'm very optimistic. Dunleavy's second and final term as governor ends in 2026. Is one of your annual holiday season traditions getting the whole family out into the woods on Thanksgiving so everyone can trudge to the snow and watch Dad cut down a Christmas tree? If not, it could be. The Kenai National Wildlife Refuge has announced that the refuge will open for Christmas tree cutting from Thanksgiving Day to Christmas Day.
It's something we do every year, and a lot of folks are used to it. But if you're new to the community, and we do offer up any of those spruce trees out there that are at least 150 feet away from a road or a trail or a campground, that you could make it your own Christmas tree if you'd like to this year.
Trees are free for personal use with a limit of one per household and may not be taller than 20 feet. Trees may be taken anywhere on the refuge with hand tools except within 150 feet of a road, lake, stream, trail, campground, or picnic area. Miller says the annual tradition of allowing people to cut down trees has no positive or negative impact on the forest, and it's just something the Wildlife Refuge enjoys offering to the community. The Alaska minimum wage will increase from $11.73 an hour to $11.91 in 2025. In 2014, Alaska voters passed a ballot initiative to annually adjust the minimum wage for inflation. Alaska statutes require the Alaska minimum wage to be adjusted using the Consumer Price Index for urban consumers in the Anchorage metropolitan area for the preceding calendar year. The Urban Alaska CPI, the current name for what was formerly titled the Anchorage CPI, rose 1.5% in 2023. Applying that percentage increase to the current minimum wage of $11.73 produces the new minimum wage, effective January 1st of next year. The Alaska minimum wage applies to all hours worked in a pay period, regardless of how the employee is paid, whether by time, piece, commission, or otherwise. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.